Christic dance is put up for the people that you lost. To pay them back, like. Like if you lost your kids, you lost your wife. That's the best part of your life you lost. And you figure you could do something like the way the old people used to do.
The Hiyo, or stick dance, is the Cuyahokan Athabascan Indian feast for the dead, a mortuary celebration held in winter every few years in the villages of Nulato and Caltag on the Yukon River. This Chinook is the first of a series exploring the history, meaning, and activities of the stick dance through the sounds of the March 1983 Nulato Hiyo.
The first thing you do is remember each person that helped you, like to clean up your kids, your wife, your husband, stuff like that, you know. You remember all that. Okay, that guy had helped me quite a bit. Oh, he made a coffin for my kid or my wife or anybody else. I gotta remember him. I gotta pay him back some way. So that's what the stick dance is for.
When my boy drowned it, 1980, November 11th of 1980, we didn't have no money. We had no money to buy clothes, or we had no money to get him a casket, put him away. We called relatives in Fairbanks and told her to buy us the stuff we needed, and we gave her the sizes and told her that we needed a casket. And even though she knew we don't have no money, she didn't hesitate. And they went and got all the clothes down to a $73 boots, the kind of boots my boy always used to like. And the casket, and they brought that down. And then we put our boy in all that stuff they brought. And then when we asked them to pay them, they didn't want to accept any pay. Miranda told us that was their contribution to our son. It was her cousin anyway. I was so shocked, I couldn't believe it, because I know the value of stuff and how much it cost them to buy all that stuff and to come down themselves. And me and my husband, we talked about it, and I told him that we cannot forget them people. We have to try to do something. We have to try to pay them back some way. So that's when we decided to dress Gareth. So that's how we I'm dressing Gareth for my son Patrick Peter. Also, Leonard Stickman Sr. is the one that hooked him and pulled him out of the Yukon where he drowned it when they were fishing for them with hooks. And, Leonard is one that pulled him out, and so I was going to dress him, but since he got killed last fall, I'm dressing his son, Leonard Jr., instead.
During Nulato's 1983 stick dance, 42 people were dressed in honor of 15 people who had died. These 42 received clothing like that the deceased would have worn, and the dressing on the sixth night of the stick dance week is a point of culmination of an end of obligations to the dead and to those who helped. There are other equally important aspects of the ceremony, nightly potlatches, exchanges of dishpans filled with food like that the dead person liked, and composing and singing mortuary songs. Death is always close in Nulato. Everyone in the community of 350 or so has lost loved ones who are commemorated in the stick dance. The cemetery is on a bluff overlooking the hills, the village, and the Yukon River. According to legend, the feast for the dead started hundreds of years ago, further down the Yukon.
The story starts out like this. He starts trapping marten in the fog. And every time he's going to this marten traps, you know, everyone has martens in it. So he have a whole bunch of it. And pretty soon after, later, he don't catch any more. And the bait that he put in there was missing. And some of the houses are falled in. It fall in and he don't know how. But there's marten tracks around the place, but he couldn't know how this thing, he couldn't catch it. Because he caught lots before. And then when the moonlight came out, he was thinking to himself, I wonder how come my houses are broken in and don't catch nothing, taking the food. So he went close to one, you know, so far that he can see the house, that the cobby house. So he was watching it, and pretty soon he see Martin coming. It went right near the place. It went right on top. And just like it was just dancing, you know, on top of the cobby house. It was dancing, just like making noise, but it wasn't singing or anything. And then it jumped down, and then it went behind and grabbed that food. This was the first thing, the first night, you know. Then that night he came home, and then he went to bed. As he went to bed, what this marten was doing was jumping and like dancing on top of this cubby house, that he was singing the first song that they're gonna sing before the stick dance, you know, the first song. Then the second one he went to, same way. Then the third one, it was all 14, you know, and each one had songs that it was doing the same thing, you know, dancing on top of each houses. And he dreamed about it, and then he wake up. So the next day he start singing them songs all day and keep on, you know, till he get use of it, of them. So then he finished these 14 songs and lots of other songs for the stick dance too, you know. So he was thinking, gee, I wonder how come I dream so much of these. Maybe my relatives that I lost and my brothers wanted food. So he made 14 baskets and put it around in the house, you know, in his house, all the way around. And to each one, he sing to these baskets, you know, full of food. And then after he get through singing to them, he grabbed the whole thing, each one of them, and he have fire, you know, in the center. And then he throw them in the fire. Then he think he's feeding his people that he lost. Well, there was nobody else besides him. He was all alone. Then at the end he finished. For I don't know how long he was doing that. Then he put stick in his house. And then he decorated, like, you know, he put red rim all around and black rim all around. And then he put it right in the center in his house, start dancing around it all night till he finished all the songs. And then he said, well, this should start now for farther ahead, you know. Then he said, it will go as far as Nulato.
When I was young, we couldn't go to stick dance. Father Bo told us we were pagans. We couldn't go to stick dance or we were pagans. And
So we never went to stick dance. And for a 10-year period from the time I was small, I remember we couldn't go to stick dance, and then all of a sudden one year we could. And from then on I started going to stick dance.
In old times, the week of stick dance came near the winter solstice, months earlier than it does now. But by the 1930s, Jesuit priests proclaimed the ceremony sacrilegious and forbade its observance. It wasn't until the 1960s that the church permitted the revival of the ritual, and now Catholic and traditional Cayucan Athabascan beliefs coexist. The date for the stick dance is now set so that it does not conflict with Lent.
Today what I'm going to do for the first part of our prayer of Thanksgiving is just slowly read out the names of the people that we've been honoring this past week, and invite each of you in your hearts to thank God for them, and if you knew them personally, for the gifts that they brought into your life. So let's give thanks to God for the dead that we honored. For James Akata. For Thomas Agnes. For Patrick Peters. For Harold Warner. For Alfredo Silas. For Franklin Silas. For Kenny Silas. For Myra Smith. For Olivia Esmelka. For Esther McGinty. For Jenny Stickman. For Alice Hildebrand. For Fred Stickman Sr. For Simon Pilot. For Frank Joe.
From deep inside your heart, you know, you want to do something, and it's you don't believe in it like religion, but it's just a deep feeling that you really have to do something, and you get all excited, and it's a lot of work, but then you're just happy at the end, you know, like I'm nearing it now, and I think, we'll just be all through in a couple more days, but it's a wonderful feeling, I really, you know, especially when you're doing something for our dead, you know.
On the next Chinook, there'll be more on the preparations and activities of the 1983 Nulato Stick Dance. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.